Penguins Stopped Play by Harry Thompson. Chapter 2. One of the things I had been looking forward to at university was the chance to learn to play cricket. Unfortunately, I ran into several obstacles. Upon arrival at Peterhouse College, I immediately sought out the cricket captain, a burly northerner called Phil Handley, and made my keenness clear.
"What do you do?"
he asked.
"Bat or ball?"
I was forced to confess that I had never actually played the game. I just wanted to try it. It seemed pretty easy. Somebody lobbed a ball in your direction and you whacked it for miles and miles. Simple. It was, Handley explained tartly, out of the question that I be allowed to play. Cricket at Peterhouse was an extremely serious matter. Unlike other colleges, Peterhouse didn't even possess a second 11, lest their second-rate endeavours scuff up the hallowed turf of the college square. "I could practice," I offered, "and try to learn the game."
"Look," said Handley, "I'll tell you what I'll do, as a concession. Every year, we have a one-off novelty game where we wheel out a barrel of beer and everybody gets blind drunk until the players can barely stand up. It's a right laugh. I'll let you play in that if you like."
"But I want to play cricket, not get drunk," I protested. "I can get drunk any time I want."
"Well, in that case," Handley elaborated, "you can piss right off.